KI4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. And folks may know it's not Wednesday night, it's Thursday. Matt, WG4MC, had to work late, and he asked me if I would pick the net up for him tonight. So I am your net control again tonight. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. Let's see here. I guess I'll go through the pre-check-ins. I got a whole list of pre-check-ins that use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. We'll go through those, and then we'll start with the alphabet. 4ROW, Mr. Richard, over in Greenville. W4FCM, Mr. Fred, and his IEI, Miss Isla, in Traveler's Rest. KO4RUR, Mr. Chris, over in Greenville. And KO4IW, Mr. Ben, neighbor of mine in Easley. And N4WRO, another neighbor of mine, Mr. Bill, over here in Easley. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, down in Prosperity. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's at Brown Summit, North Carolina. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack, he's over in Greenville. And KW4TS, Mr. Jim, down in Pelzer. And KG4PFI, that's my big old tall buddy Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, up in Bakersfield. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, up there in Fletcher. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt, over there in, I guess he's still in Greenville in the hospital. I hadn't heard that he's back home yet, so we'll say he's in the hospital tonight. And KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick, he's in Penrose. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. And KC4W, Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. We got you on the log, and we do appreciate you taking the time to do that. For the RF portion, we'll go to EchoLink, see if we have any EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave in Fort Myers, Florida. I'll be negative and negative.
Like to say good evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave, down there in Fort Myers, Florida tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello, and y'all have a nice trip. Any other EchoLink stations? EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Your EchoLink station will check in on the RF portions. I'd love to get him in the log. This being Thursday night, we will start the roll call with the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, Home and More. No traffic, no comments tonight.
KI4DOS. Hey, Chris here. Please check in KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. I'm in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
KOS. Gary, please come and join us. Said hello. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and I'm at home in Campovello. And also check in my husband, Chad, KOC. He is also home with me tonight in Campovello. And thanks for calling the net. We will both be negative, a negative tonight. Thanks, Gary.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to WU2T. Mr. Rusty, we're at home and more tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. Hope you're doing well. And KO4QLG, that's mother, brother, by different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna. She brings along her husband, Chad, KO4NUE. They're both over in Campobello tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Miss Anna. Tell Mr. Chad we said hello. Y'all have a good evening. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. EchoLink stations again. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. Matt in downtown Greenville, still at work. Appreciate you picking up the net for me, and I'll say 7-3 and tell Mr. Joy I said hello.
SKI4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WG4MC. Mr. Matt, still at work over there in Greenville tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight, Matt. Hope you're doing well and don't work too hard. I will relay your message to Joey. Let's move up in the alphabet to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. 4 Zulu, Hotel Fox, Keith Columbus. Good evening, Gary and Joey, and everybody on net. Just check me in and out, but I'll be listening.
DOS. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. I'm Shane. I'm home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table.
Control. Whiskey 4, Whiskey, Oscar, Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
Hey, I'm 4DOS. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Whiskey Z. Name is Chandler, DTH is Easley, and mark me down for the comment, sir. I'll be on the side.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KE4ZHF. Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. And N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, at home in Cleveland tonight. Glad you made it home tonight before the net there, Shane. Hope you're doing well. And W4WOZ, that's Mr. Rod over there in the land of Waz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. And KO4WWZ, Mr. Chandler, a neighbor of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chandler. Got you down for some comments. Be back to you in just a little while. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, I see Mr. Walt, K4OIM, popped up on Echo Link. Walt, if you were listening, I can't even say your name tonight there, young man. If you're listening, I hope you're doing well. You continue to recuperate and get back out here and talk with us as soon as you can. Appreciate you checking in on the check-in function of the repeater, but I see you up on Echo Link, and I just wanted to say howdy. Let's move up to the in the alphabet now to the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, via telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative. 73's to you, and all on the net.
4DOS. Hi, Gary. Please check in Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. Glenn in Gray Court. I'll stick around for comments if I have time. Say hi to everyone on the net.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS. Evening, Gary. It's like deja vu checking in with you. This is Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Negative and negative, but hanging around and listening.
POS. Gary, please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland. We live in Pickens. Negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
For DOS. Please check in November 4th, Delta, Julian Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
DOS. Good hearing you again. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Heasley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
K4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4DMW. Mr. Rick, down there in Piedmont. Rick, I don't get to talk to you very often, but glad I got to check you into the net tonight. He brings along his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And their daughter, KM4MOQ, Miss Michelle. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Rick. Tell Michelle and Lorena we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And KD2BNG, Mr. Glenn, down there in Gray Court. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Glenn. Hadn't talked to you in a while. Hope you're doing well. Got to be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. And KN4CHY, Mr. Keith. He's down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland. He's over in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. And N4DJC, Mr. Jerry. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being here, Jerry. And KB2BYQ. That's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the next alphabetical group, Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo Echo 4, Echo Alpha, KE4EA, Dave, and I'm mobile in the Greer area right now, and I'll be negative and negative.
Check in AA4QS, Donald, and N4DME, Paul. We in the cold, we'll be negative and hell of a man.
Four Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KE4EA, Mr. Dave, out there mobile around Greenville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Dave, you be careful out there on the mobile and tell Miss Vicky we said hello. And AA4QS. That's Mr. Donald and his son, N4DME, Mr. Paul, down there in Toccoa, Georgia. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Donald. Tell Paul we said hello. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene, up there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call K KI4DOS. Move on up to the next alphabetical group, to India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check it out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all over that. 73.
AOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Say 73 for each one of you.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KG4JIA, Mr. Dennis up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dennis. And KK4JFO, Mr. James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Additional stations, Echo Sioux Hotel. India through Lima, excuse me, lost my place. India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Say hi to Joy for us. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
AOS. Kilo, India 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic. No round table.
For DOS. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no ram table. 73.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, up there at Table Rock. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Andy. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, up there at Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And she's in the other room watching a movie tonight. I don't know what she's watching, but I'm sure she'll enjoy it. Additional stations, India through Lima, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Made it up to the patient group tonight. Mike through Papa, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Very nice to hear you calling the net again. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight. Please also check in by relay Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, KI4MRA. His name is also Fred. He is aeronautical mobile over the ocean right now, heading to Europe. We'll both be negative and negative tonight, Gary. 73 to you and all net and Miss Shore.
DOS. Ken, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark, and Simpsonville. Also checking my wife, Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP, via phone relay. I'll be negative and negative, but 73 to the net, and thanks for calling on that, Gary.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Centerville, KO4PXB. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, mobile diner around Piedmont tonight. Fred, you get the door prize tonight. You made number 50 on the list. Appreciate you being with us. You be careful out there on the mobile. Don't work too hard when you get to work. And Fred brings along his dad, Fred, KI-4-MRA. He's an aeronautical mobile over the wash water out there someplace. He's on his way to Europe. But Fred, tell the other Fred that we said hello when you talked to him again on the phone. Hope he has a safe trip over across the water, and everything's well. Also like to say good evening to W2MJB, Mr. Mark. He's down in Simpsonville. He brings along his sweet little bride, KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy, via telephone relay. Appreciate y'all being with us tomorrow. When you talk to Wendy, tell her we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd. He's also down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Y'all KI-4DOS. Went to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. Cool for me, get everybody on the first go-round. Let's try it one more time. All the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
For DOS. RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Brevard, North Carolina. The name is Ed. I spell Echo Delta, and I'll be monitoring the net, but I have no traffic.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to WD8RON, Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. This is KI-4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're glad, thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. First rag chewer I got tonight up on the clean, shiny, dry stump here at the house is KO4WWZ, Mr. Chandler, neighbor of mine over here in Easley. Chandler, what have you been up to today there, young man?
KO4WWZ here. I've just been up working on the school buses today. Had a fun time getting to see the kids smile. Every time you see a child smile, it's like a brand new feeling. It feels so good to see a child smile in the morning. You just, you don't know the feeling until you feel it. It feels great.
On the mountain, have his say. Well, I tell you what, that is fantastic there, Chandler. No, there's nothing like a smile on a child's face. That's really true. Don't have any little bitty ones around me anymore. I had a neighbor of mine over here. He got married, and he and his wife had a child, and they brought it by a couple of times. And hadn't seen the little baby in over a year now because of COVID, but I'd love to see that little baby again. The smallest one we got is a teenager now, so all of our grandsons are either teenagers or grown.
Yeah, for DLS, KO4WWZ. Yeah, that's how it goes. And I'm not old enough to be able to experience it like you do, but I can understand that the cycle of life and how it goes, and if it goes the way it's supposed to, that's how I'm going to feel one day. Anyway, is Chad in there, KO4NUV?
Anna checked Chad in earlier. She said they would be in and out tonight. I don't know, they may have something planned, but Anna checked Chad in earlier.
Okay, well, I was going to see if he was able to check on that radio for me that we talked about last night. I was in the shower for most of the night, so I didn't get to hear everybody. I just kept myself up on Echo Link, and when I got out, I'd give you a holler. But, if he's not in there, I'll return it to the net, and if anyone else would like to talk, KO4WWZ.
You can try giving him a call. Like I said, Anna checked him, and herself and Chad both in and out, so I don't know if they're listening or not. But you can try to call your station if you'd like.
All right. KO4 in New Lee, KO4 WWZ.
4WWZ, KO4 in UE. Hey, bud, what's going on?
Not much, Chad, not much. I was just wanting to check and see if you had talked to Steve about that Yeezy or not.
I did not get an opportunity today, bud, but I'll definitely give him a holler tomorrow and see if it's still available.
Alrighty, thank you, Chad. I'll let you get back to doing what you are doing. KO4DOS, KO4WWC, back in it.
Tanner, glad you and Chad could get together there for a minute. Appreciate Chad coming in there. But do appreciate you hanging around and talking with us a little bit. Enjoyed it and look forward to doing it again. You take care over there, young man. Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. First up is Mr. Glenn, KD2BNG, down there in Gray Court. Glenn, how was your day?
That's KD2BNG. Yeah, well, you know, I should be on the radio more. I should get out more. I should do anything more than just sit in the house. Because you sit in the house and you start watching television, and over the past week or two, that's gotten very depressing. It seems like what I'm watching mostly now is what I'm starting to call the BBC War Crimes Channel. You know, just when we thought the Russians were a civilized people, they go and do this. And, you know, sooner or later, this is going to affect the rest of Europe. It's already destroyed the people of Ukraine. Actually, they've been putting up a hell of a good fight. Only one major city has really fallen. I think that was our Kherson or maybe Mariupol is on the way next. If Odessa falls, the Baltic is cut off, and if Kharkov falls, the country is basically cut in half. You know, and you see these things, and you wonder, you see this terrible death and destruction hour by hour, and you almost start to wonder, why isn't anyone doing anything? You know, I know NATO says, strictly speaking, it's not our fight. We've already put into place all the economic sanctions we can. We've already, but sooner or later, you know, sooner or later, the Council of the Council of Nothing, the Council of Chamberlains is going to have to meet and recommend they do nothing to the head chamberlain, which is going to go to the top-level Council of Chamberlains. So ultimately what's going to happen is an entire country and people are going to be destroyed, and nothing's going to happen. Hold on, let me drop. So, you know, I assume you understand the Chamberlain reference. Before, you know, the U.S., the United States, I'm the last person in the world to ever advocate any sort of armed conflict. But I think sooner rather than later, it's going to be up to the United States to do something. Now, the United States can do plenty as far as the technical aspect and the warfare aspect. The United States has stealth fighters, air superiority stealth fighters. Well, are we going to see something like a squadron of F-22s move into the area? Because that's a plane that'll eat fulcrums and flankers for breakfast. And basically can establish a no-fly zone. Oh, but no, we don't want to piss off the Russians too much. You know, it's just sad to see a situation like this where you have the biggest humanitarian catastrophe since the end of World War II, and we're falling into the same trap. The trap of appeasement, the trap of sitting around doing nothing, or waiting for someone else to do something. The Ukrainians are putting up an extremely valiant fight, which is actually much, much, much more than the Russians expected. And in fact, we're seeing the Russian, if you look in the Encyclopedia of Armed Conflict and look up, total and complete, total and complete screw up. This is basically what it's been. It's been a haphazard, half-assed kind of advance into, four logistics, four tactics, four, generally speaking, everything. So don't assume the West isn't watching this. Let me break again here. Over. At what point do you time out the repeater? But, yeah, I don't know what to tell you except to say, when a problem comes along, you must whip it. Before the cream sits out too long, you must whip it. When something's going wrong, you must whip it. Now whip it into shape. Shape it up, get it straight, go forward, move ahead. Try to detect it. It's not too late to whip it. Whip it good. Yeah, okay, a pop culture reference no one will understand. But that's why I need to get out more, or at least try to not watch the television anymore. If we have any military armchair generals out there who would like to contribute, go right ahead.
Hey, firstly, we as a people are saying the Russian people. It's not necessarily the Russian people. It's their leaders. And if our president told us to go do, our military to go do something, they don't have a choice. They are supposed to do what he says. He's their commander in chief. Well, the same deal is applies to Russia. Do I think it's right? No, not necessarily. I don't know what brought it all on, but there again, don't have a seat in the puzzle palace. The second thing is, why does America have to be the first one to go in and jump in with both feet? we can't send our troops all over the world and then not have enough to protect us here at home. It's not necessarily, I'm not saying that we shouldn't go over there and help the people or whatnot. I'm saying, we need to do what we're doing, to do what we can as far as sanctions and this sort of thing goes before it gets to be a military issue. We've gotten into a lot of wars that we should never have gotten into, and I'm sure there's a lot of veterans out there that would agree with me on that. But I think the best thing to do is to turn that boob tube off. News media is putting out there what they want us to hear and what they want us to see and what they want us to believe. I've got a head on my shoulders, and if you watch the the State of the Union address, I listen to it, and then I've got these commentators come in there after the thing is over with, and they try to tell me what I heard. I don't believe that either. I turn them off. So I guess the smartest thing for us to do, Glenn, is to reach over and grab that remote control and push that button that's marked ON, OFF, that idiot switch up there. It'll turn that thing off and we won't have to listen to it.
Comment.
The Russian army ultimately has to follow their commander-in-chief, Vladimir the Insane. I'm seeing the same situation we've seen in 1939, with another would-be dictator who thought he wanted to take over the world. What's going on in Ukraine is not going to stay confined to Ukraine. As the situation gets progressively worse, as the violence against the Ukrainian people escalates, and what I heard recently is it may escalate to biological or chemical weapons, there has to be, if not NATO involvement, there has to be U.S. involvement. You know, believe me, I'm the very last one to ever say any, to ever talk this way, but the United States and ultimately NATO is going to rue the day that they let this get by. It's going to end as frustration grows, as you know, the army of as the army of Larry, Moe, and Ivan is considerably frustrated, is constantly frustrated in their attempts to win a military victory, they're going to resort to what they're doing. They're going to resort to deliberately targeting civilian populations, targeting infrastructure, gas, water, electric, telephone, telecom, roads, bridges, and tunnels, to basically target civilians and prevent them from escaping and prevent aid from getting in and basically just let people starve to death or freeze to death. And, you know, this didn't come out of nowhere. This was a long time coming. Russia has always worried about the eastward expansion of NATO. So, in a sense, the United States brought this on. And hold on, let me your timeout still. But Russia's been concerned for years about the westward expansion, the eastward expansion of NATO, especially when you see former NATO, former Warsaw Pact countries like Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, Poland. I'm trying to think of a couple of others that now all of a sudden have become NATO allies. This always concerns them. Russia's always had this paranoia about being surrounded by enemies everywhere. This goes back to Tsarist times, if not earlier. And, you know, we had warnings of this with the Chechen conflict the Chechen and Georgian conflict in 2008, the Crimean invasion in 2014, and the Donbass invasion, I think, around the same year, where the Russia annexed the two easternmost provinces of Ukraine, as well as Crimea. So, it's not as though, if you look back on it now, it's not as though there wasn't warning signs of basically a revanchist Soviet Union trying to recapture, I don't know, the Soviet Union, or the Imperial Tsarist Empire, or something. Something has to be done now, or it's not going to work out well later.
But I would love to sit down and discuss this with you face-to-face, Glenn, but, you know, I try not to talk about two things on the radio, and that's politics and religion. But you want a warning? Read the Bible. It's in the Bible. It's being fulfilled every day. So now I've brought religion into the mix, so I'm gonna ease on out of there. What else you got for us tonight?
It falls into the terrain of politics and religion, but, well, anyway, yeah, it's not going to be a useful discussion at this point. No, I don't have very much else going on. I'm just, I don't know, I've been tired. More tired than usual. That's probably why I really haven't been able to get out. It's like I barely get up in the morning and I'm back in bed again. I don't know what it is. You know, maybe it's just old age. Or maybe it's just lack of anything to do or lack of anywhere to, lack of any particular, function that needs my attention. You know, old and retired, you get, you know, you rust out or whatever.
necessarily think you rushed out when you're old and retired. I'm old and retired, been that way for several years. I try to stay busy, get up and get out and do something to keep my mind and my body active, and so far it seems to be working. Today I sat in the house and did not turn the TV on, but I opened a good book and started reading it, and enjoyed the day because I didn't want to go outside in the drizzly rain this morning, and then it was a little cool this afternoon, and I just didn't feel like going out, so I stayed in the house. Now, depending on what tomorrow brings, if the sun comes out and it's not real cloudy, and it can be cool if the sun's out, but I don't like to go out there when it's cloudy necessarily, but I'll go out there and do something in the yard tomorrow. Keep busy and move around a little bit, get a little exercise. I always feel better when I do that, Glenn. When I sit around like I did today and read a book, I feel tired, whether I've done anything or not. I'd rather get out there and do something and get a little exercise, and then when I come in the house, if I'm tired, then I've got something to show for it. I don't have anything to show for it today other than about half a book that I read.
At least that's something. What have you read? Anything interesting?
I ordered some of those Clive Custer books. He passed away this past year, and so his books are going to get a little more expensive. But I enjoy those. They're fiction and action type novels. I kind of enjoy those. It's gets your mind off of what's going on and gives you something to laugh and giggle at a little bit. But that's the author, and that's the books I've been reading. He's got about 24 or 25 books out, and I've just got a few of them. But he's a pretty good author. I enjoy him, and that's what I'm starting to do today.
I've heard the name, and I think I've actually read a few of his books. He writes historical fiction, or he writes about historical events. You know who might else you might be of interest? All right, talk properly. You know who else you might find interesting if you enjoy, like, historical fiction, or maybe in this case alternate history or alternate historical fiction? Check out the novels of Harry Turtledove. He's got a bunch of historical novels based on alternate histories, like, for example, a history where the Confederacy wins the Civil War, or where fascist Germany and Japan win the Second World War. A lot of novels like that, based on so, you know, he might be someone you're interested in if you're a student of history. And I'm trying to think who else did that sort of thing. If it's military or history or alternate military history or, you know, plausible military history, I guess you could always look at, he's not a great writer, real, in my opinion, but some of his novels at least are plausible. You could always check out Tom Clancy. I'm trying to think of who else might be of interest to you. Those are the two that immediately come to mind.
I like all kind of different novels. I like the history that goes into our history and see if it's written the same way our history books were when I was in school. I like adventure novels, you know, fiction, and I even like autobiographies to some extent, depending on who I'm reading about. I just enjoy reading, and that's something that I never used to do a whole lot, but my wife got me to where I got interested in reading, and And now I probably read, probably maybe a book a week or something of that nature. Sometimes I read more if they're short, and if they're a little longer, sometimes it takes me a little longer. But I don't sit down and just do that every day, all day. Like I said, I try to get outside and be a little active and get a little exercise.
So 20, 30 years ago, I used to read much, much more than I do now. I don't know why it somehow became too much of a bother, but, you know, it shouldn't really be. That's definitely an alternative for other more passive pursuits. You know, unlike television or other reading, at least actively engages the mind. You have to take the writer's words, and you have to use them to build, you know, you have to imagine the world, the universe of the novel, the world he's trying to build, the environment he's trying to build, the characters he's trying to build, and, you know, with that requires more information or more imagination than you would watching a movie or a teleplay or TV show. So it is good in that respect.
AOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KD2BNG, Mr. Glenn, down there in Great Court. Yeah, if you read, you have to use your mind's eye and have to paint a picture of what they're describing. Some writers write in more detail than others. Sometimes some people get aggravated with the details. I don't get aggravated with that. I enjoy that. You know, where they'll get down and describe a scene or a room or an automobile or, you know, just all kinds of different things. And you picture it in your mind's eye. And, you know, then one of these days they'll make a movie out of it, and they'll mess the people making a movie out of it will mess everything up because it's not what I had pictured in my head. So it's like listening to someone's voice on the radio, Glenn, you know, how you make a mental picture of what you think that person may look like, and then you meet them, and it's your picture and what they actually look like is nothing anywhere close. So, you know, yeah, it stimulates the mind. It really does. And if you get your mind's eye working, you can dream up all kinds of things.
Say, you know, it's more active. You have to actively engage your imagination. You know, the same thing is true of nobody reads newspapers anymore. That's the other thing, and I think that's one of the reasons why if you get most of your news from television, it gives you too much of a distorted picture. See, television is a visual medium, and it's one that has to be visual, and it's one that has to have emotional impact. You know, dry words written on a piece of paper, what they used to call newspapers, which I, you know, not too many are around anymore, it engages the mind in the same way. You have to fill in the gaps. There's a story about that that goes back to 1960, to the Kennedy-Nixon debates, which was one of the first presidential debates that was ever televised, and it just shows you how the visual part of the message can almost override the actual content. You know, for example, the people who read the debates later that day, or later the next day, or later in the week, the as they were printed in the newspaper, basically thought that Nixon had won the debates. And the people who watched it on television thought the opposite, because Kennedy was obviously more photogenic, more personable, came across as more trustworthy, you know, and generally more likable. So that's, you know, one of the earliest examples I can think of how content is influenced by visual or personality or whatever you want to call it. So there's a lot to be said for going back to newspapers, if there are still any.
One of these days, they go. All of our modern technology is going to go down the toilet, and if we have communications, we'll have to go back to printing papers again, and that sort of thing. Probably, I don't know, but I mean, you can read stuff on the internet, but there again, you have to read what someone else is told to write, and you know, it's you have to take it all with a grain of salt, and use your that knot between your ears, that knot on your shoulder up there to try to figure it out for yourself and do a little bit of research and that sort of thing. Whether it's written in a newspaper or on the internet or on a TV or radio or what other type of medium. My mom and dad told me there's three sides to every story. There's your side, there's my side, and then there's the truth. So you have to try to look for the truth, and sometimes you take a little bit off of both sides, and that's where you find it. And other times, neither side's correct, and then you got another answer to the question right in the middle. So it's that's why we got a brain, and that's why we need to start using them a little bit more.
The reason for that is because over the past 30 or 40 years, number of news sources has decreased. There used to be hundreds of newspapers in this country, and, you know, I don't know how many scores of independent radio and television stations. The problem is now half of them are Rupert Murdoch, and the other half are Fox News. So what was a cacophony of voices is now basically a choir. You know, it was a bunch of instruments all playing discordantly different notes. You know, is now basically a symphony. They've all started to sound the same, which is not good because, you know, now you have in a lot of places where you had three newspapers. Let's say one of them was more liberal, more conservative, and another one was more middle of the road, three or four newspapers. Now there's one, if there's even that. Now the same thing with radio and television stations. Now, yet at the same time, you talk about, well, each publisher of each television, each radio and television and newspaper publisher has his own bias as far as what he presents and what he selects to present and how he presents it. That was actually not a bad thing, because even though the gatekeepers may have had their own biases, they still had to pick out stories that were of general interest to most people. In other words, we have to present a mixture of stories that viewers on the left, center, and right will pretty much accept. Now the problem is with all these internet sources is, in a sense, you have too much diversity. I can basically what I've liked on Facebook, I create sources of information that appeal only to my particular viewpoint, and I create my own reality bubble, and I never actually ever hear anything else. So, say what you want about the mainstream media having this bias or that bias, having some gatekeepers selecting what people viewed was actually a good thing, because it's self-selection that leads to these reality bubbles, where I can basically create my own news sources based on what Facebook thinks I want to hear, and I'm essentially isolated from reality.
Good point there. I won't argue that. What else you got for us? We need to move on and see what else, see if we got any other check-ins or any other comments coming up there, Glenn.
I've said too much already. I've been hogging the air for the past half hour. Yeah, go ahead and see if there's other check-ins. The late shift might come in another few minutes.